Okay, today we've got a major.
On the Prophet Amad Alavint Mura Tishrei.
Kol Ha'asrim Legabe Mizbeach Osrim Befol Shehi. We had a similar Mishnah in Zvochim, where animals that were posel to the Mizbeach became mixed up in other animals. And here it tells us that any small amount, because each one of these animals is chashav, it cannot be batel. If I don't recognize the animal that is posel, we'll talk, we'll see which psulim in a moment, but they're all obviously psulim that cannot be detected from the outside, or otherwise there wouldn't be a mixture. You just find it. They would all be usher, even becholshus. If one falls into a thousand, we wouldn't be able to use any of them. Haroveya, vahanirva, obviously we can't detect anything in them. Mukta means it was set aside for purposes of Aveda Zora. In Rashi's Masha, purposes are the hakrovel Aveda Zora. The Ravid learns mukta means it's set aside to be an actual object of Aveda. Yeah, and Ne'avad, an animal that was actually worshipped. You notice none of these things are usher to anyone except to the Beis HaMikdash. They're all Isurim for the Mizbeach. This is called Isurim Gav Mizbeach. They're not Osir Lehedyot. A Baal Chai does not become Osir as an Avodah Zorah. Can't be alive to be Osir. Hayatnan, something that was given as a harlot's hire. We'll see in the Mishnah later exactly what's included in that. Mechir, which is the sale price of a dog. Kilaim. The hatrefa, now obviously it has to be talking about a trefa that we cannot detect with a string. So maybe it's a vlad trefa, but we'll see. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss it. The yotze dofen. Ezehu mukte. What do we mean by mukte? Mukte la avodat kochavim. And the din is hu asur, mashallah av mutar. So the animal itself is also the mizbeach. But if something was on that animal, that itself is mutter. The Ezeu Ne'evat, Koshov Dimato, he was actually worshipped. There, Hu Umashe Alav Asur. Over there, we answer even the Tzipui of a Ne'evat, because we learned it out from the Kesev Ezehav Aleihem. Lo Tzachmot Kesev Ezehav Aleihem. Which means the things that are on something that you were Oved are Asur.
Even though it wasn't an object of focus at all.
Right. Both all of these cases over here, including even this, would be mutter for achilas adam, and it's only for the mizbeach that we ask. Omamad, you say osrim b'chol shem. What, Michael Mashman? What exactly is the chiddush? Delobatli beruva. What you're telling me is that an animal that's possible for the mizbeach is not bota baruch. The first Mishnah, Tanina, says back in Zvachim, Kol HaKodshim Shinis Arvu B'chatorot HaMitot B'shohan Niska Afilu Echad B'Rubu Yomus. Any Kodesh that got mixed up now it sounds like it's saying in a flock of Chatorot HaMitot or in a flock of Shohan Niska, which obviously heard of Shohan Niska, obviously it doesn't make sense. Because, I mean, then it would be a ruba to ruba, after the ruba, make it backwards. And even one kosher animal in 1,000 non-kosher, I mean, obviously. I feel that with the kashla, when we asked over there, what? My karma, what do you mean, afilu? Just the opposite. The more non-kosher animals there are, the more it should be yasser. And we explained over there, achikatani, nisaru bahen. The meaning of the Mishnah is that a chatas amesa or a sharam niska, whatever got mixed up in 1,000 kosher animals in the mizbeach, afilu bariba, even 10,000 animals, yamusa, none of them are usable. So, what's going on? What do we need this mishnah for? Yitzchak, I still need the mishnah because Wait. Case over there was chatorot ha-meitot, the shor ha-niska, the disra ha-no. I understand that those things are much more chomer. These things, b'chlal, have no iser attached to them, except that you can't use it on the mizbeach. So, I mean, I could certainly think, ha-chadalav yisrei ha-na'a, ima lipto beruba. It's easy to make the mistake of thinking That's something which is also about now has a tremendous chashivut to its isser and isn't bought. Mashenkin, all the cases of the Mishnah which are mutter bichlal to even to the head yard to eat. So I mean over there, maybe it should be bought. Therefore, comes along now, Kamashmalan, comes along the Mishnah to tell us that even those things that are not aser b'ana, also aser, even b'kol shon, and not batal b'rov. Now, the case of what? Ruvea v'nirva. That it also says, prefers back in Zvachim. I mean, it says, Ruvea v'nirva is a case that's mutter to the head yot, and obviously it would be talking about a case where we only have an eight effort. In a case where you have Shnei Edim, then it becomes chayev to be killed. But obviously the case that we're talking about over here is even where you have the Edis of an eight effort, or the Bailim is made up, then over there, there's no din of killing the shor. Nonetheless, it's also Mizbeya. But it says that the Farish and Zvachim too. It says, Nitarvu Berovea v'nirva, Yeru'u Achis Te'evu v'yimachru, v'yaviv edmei ha'yafesh v'em miyoto amin. If I don't know which one is the carbon, I don't know which one is the rovei of the nirva, sell them all after they get a mum, and now use the money of the better quality animal to pay for the type of carbon that you were going to bring. But I mean, anyway, it's clear that the same case of rovei of the nirva, asers, even though it's not aser bana, it asers nonetheless. And well, again, I'm asking, so why do we need our Mishnah? Here we have an example of a non-Israelite that is going to be also the kosher. Omer of Kahana, Amrit Lechvayitze, Kemeni Reb Shimi Barashi. I said it over to Reb Shimi Barashi, and I was bothered by it. And he said to me, it's very simple. Chodah b'chumen, v'chodah b'kachim. Our Mishnah is talking about where the animals are still chulis. Now you want to be magdish one of these animals. I had a whole flock of sheep. Mixed up in this flock was one nirva. No, I mean it's not kadosh right now. It has no isurim on it. It's isurim if I want to make it kadosh for the mizbeah. Now, I mean over there, I could certainly say, okay, it doesn't have the chashivas of isur kadosh. It isn't kadosh yet. Maybe it should be bought. Okay, so I need to know that the Chodav HaKul and the Chodav HaKotchim, and I need to know both cases. Let's say it would have told me by Kotchim. I would say, all right, Kotchim has a Chashivas, it's Mos. I mean, it's like it smells. How are you going to be Mavatl such a thing? So I understand that by Kotchim, fine, it's Mis. But by Chulin, Ema Liftali. Maybe by Chulin, it should be Bottle. And once it's Bottle, so now, the din is that I cannot be magdish it because of the yisur was halak flay. Once it's halak flay, maybe I should be able to use it for the mizbeah.
How can you bottle the cloth? It's the lacha shul and selling the general
cloth. Because I mean, it's not that doesn't. It's in the context of something where the yisur doesn't have any meaning. The cloth. It's like not barnat.
It's
not at this point. It's not answer.
But still one whole sheep.
Yeah, but that's only a halacha where it has chashivas. The din of that davar chasher is where it has chashivas. When the yisur doesn't have chashivas, it's not important.
Yeah, is it beer yet?
No, it's a davar chasher is the question. Beer is only where the yisur is in the chefs of the beer. Beer is no yisur in the chefs, like an ant. Terah aser the ant. I mean, it's nothing in the beer that's aser, but it's a davar chasher. But in order to be a davar chasher, I mean, it has to be an iser chashiva. Okay, so I would have thought that it's bottle. Now I want to be makdish it. Okay, I mean, it wasn't a gap until now, the fact that it was a neva. So the mela, I need to know. There the Gemara asks, why couldn't it just say this case? That, in other words, that I would know even when it was chulin. So the Gemara over there answers, explains over there, we need to know the Eitza, that Yira'u, Achis Taivu, and so on. So each case is telling me something else. Says the Gemara, but I know it even by Chulin. It's also the Farish Mishnah the by Chulin also. Because it says, Ve'elu Osrin, Asurim, Ve'osrim Bechoshe, where we have an Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah tells us what things are Osir even Bechulin. It says, the following Osir even Bechulin. Yayin Netzach, Avedis Kechavim, Sipurei Mitzorah, Orot levuvin are skins that clearly had a hole made around the heart. That was the derech that they used to bring to Avodah Zarah. They'd make a small hole and they would remove the internal organs of the heart. V'seir nazir u'petach hamor u'subekolov shor hanizkal egla rufa chulon shenishkutu ba'azora sarah mishtalech. And here these are all examples of exactly, I mean, not all, but some of these are examples that are taken exactly from our Mishnah. It says before Sharei Elo Asurim, Vosrim Bechoshe. It says here that they're Asur, and it's talking about for Hedyot. Chulin. According to the Mount Yarmouth, it's Asur Banot, three Psukim. One is Echad as Isur Bishul, one is Echad as Isur Achila, one is Echad as Isur Yano. Here we're talking about Isri Hano, would be Osir again if it's Choshen. So now, what do we need this Mishnah? We have three Mishnahs, all telling us the same thing. Two you explained by saying one I need to tell me by Karchim and the Yates are what to do. One I need to know by Chulin to tell me that it's Osir, but not even while it's Chulin. But what do I need this Mishnah for? No, I still need this Mishnah, Tzricha. Yes, we know this before. Would have that Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. The Gra backs up our Girsa. Does not like the Girsa of the Marshak, which is changed here. That the Lahedyat of the Gavoa Emalon Afsidino Lekulo. He puts in a Girsa, maybe since it's been used for Hegdesh, we shouldn't be mops at so many animals. And that's okay. That's because he has a problem as to why the Mishnah and Zvachim doesn't use, why the Gemara and Zvachim doesn't use the same teretz. The Gra answers that and he says the Girsa Lefaneno is a better Girsa. Considering that the Marshak was the Dayan and Vilna before him, he certainly knew what was going on. Yeah.
So, I'm just not visually following it. With the parentheses, without the parentheses?
Well, we're now going to read the parentheses. So the Iyashmin and Hatsim Disarei Hano Lo Bakwe. Okay. I understand all of the cases over there are Isurei Hana'ah. And it's talking about over there a chaticha that is chashu. So one piece in 1,000 pieces of Basar B'Cholav, since it's Asur Ba'ana'ah, since it's Asur Ba'ana'ah, it won't be bottle. But, okay, that's only Isurei Hana'ah. Yashmin and Haka. Here, our Mishnah is talking about, well, I want to use it for Hegdash. No, for Hegdash, I understand. The Gavoa, it's disgusting. I don't want to use Rovea Veneer for the Gavoa. But, I mean, maybe when it comes to Lehedyet, it comes now to use it for non-Gavoa. So I would say, Ema Filu Yisriyano, Lift to Luburuvim. But when it comes to actual use for a Hegdash, then maybe it should be batal barov, even if it is Asur Ba'ana'ah. Therefore, comes along the Mishnah, tell me, come mashmalan, that that's not the case. Now, the whole thing is based on a new Isser of Roveya Venirva that does not have an Isser Lehedyet, correct? I mean, that's the whole point the Gemara is making. The Roveya Venirva that we're talking about over here is where we do not have Aiden, that it was already chayev. So therefore, it's not that it's otzer because it's the same din as Shara Niskal. Actually, it's a little machlokas why it is that Rabbi Yehuda would be otzer. So we have Aiden. So why would it be otzer? So some learn that it's because it would be the same as Shara Niskal. There's a Torah otzer that simply yotzer ploni nokim in a chosav. Bala shor nokim. So it's otzer vano. Others learn like I think we had in the Gemara, that this is something that you have to bring to Bezdin, not to utilize for yourself. But how do I know that a Roveya Venirva has a din that has nothing to do with the Chiyav Misa on it? We don't have witnesses. We only have the Hidor. We have one witness. We have the Hidor of the Baalim. I mean, how do we know that that's also for the Mizbeach? So Roveya Venirva minolanda Siri Lagavoa, the Tana Rabbah. Mina behima lo tziro vea venirva. Now we're going to see why we choose mina behima bedavka to exclude rovea venirva, since we have a number of things that we're going to end up excluding, as you remember from Zvachim. Why do we choose Dafka this pasuk of Tzirovei v'Nirva? That the Gemara will ask later. But mina beimalo Tzirovei v'Nirva v'alo dinu, isn't it obvious that a Rovei v'Nirva should be Aser? If a Balmum were, I didn't even do an Avera, so there was a low nefta of Avera, it's pasuk of Mizbeah. A Rovei v'Nirva, where the only comes about by definition, by someone who did an Avera, should they have Davem Avera, so it was utilized for a Dvar Avera. I mean, isn't it clearly, it's worse than a moon, isn't it? Not be told. And how about if somebody used a shor v'chamor to use for kilayim, and he worked his field with a shor v'chamor yachta? So maybe we should say that nevda ba'avera and it's also the gabim mizbeach, but the din is beferish that it's mutter. And nonetheless, we don't say, I was never ben avera, mutter l'gabi mizbeach. Well, I mean, and maybe the pshat of them, and that, by the way, we know, because we darshan from a posik, me'ela. We darshan me'ela atamakriv, I atamakriv, alva atamakriv, kachup shenevda ben avera. So we mamish darshan to matir the case of chayrish b'shov v'chamor yakta. So it can't be because of never ben avera. Well, I mean, maybe that's because Chorish B'Shor V'Chamor, there's no Chiyav of Misa. So it's an Isser Lab. But Rav Nirva, Mashach Hayavim Misa, I mean, over there, isn't it reasonable to say that it's worse than a Balmum? Ah, come on, Toloch HaMashach Besa, please. Take that out of here. HaReishin Yisavda B'Maver B'Shnei Edim. That would be very nice if you're going to tell me that I have two witnesses that define the Isser. Okay, so now I'll learn it from Chorin Shor V'Chamor. But Nevdaben Aver, Alpied Acharo, Alpi Abali Minayin. The point over here is that we're talking about a case clearly where it's not Osir Lehed. It's not Chayav Misa. We're talking about a case without any Chayav Misa. And nonetheless, we're saying it's Osir Legavoh, and you want to say without a Pasuk, right? Mitzvah for it. You said, no, it's a Halodinu. What's the din? I'll tell you what the Kav HaChomer is. If a Balmum she'en hatra'at shnei edim posalato, nonetheless we have the halacha. When we talk about a Balmum either is a Balmum or is not a Balmum. As the Gemara says, take it to a Chacham and take a look. So over there, it's not the fact that the Shnei Edim are the thing that passel it. And nonetheless, the Hoda'at, so it doesn't passel me'achila. Hoda'at Eid Echad posalato mi'akrava, it's still, if I have an Eid Echad that says that this is a mum, so it's passel me'akrava. So Aveya v'nirva shodat Shnei Edim posalato mi'achila. By Rovei v'Nirva, if I would have had to aid him, then I would have had to bring it to the Beis Din, and the male would have been also b'achila than lehediyot. So kol shekein, hoda'at eid echad, just letting us know the fact is not worse than an eid echad, letting us know the fact of that it's a balmum. Because to aid him, is there an isser achila on a balmum? No. Is there any advantage to shnei aidim being made on a mum? Absolutely not. Nonetheless, if one aid comes along, I can't use it until I'm a varatazamu. So fine. So by a case where Shnei Edim would have answered even Ba'achila. Again, as I said before, it's a Ba'chokas to show him why it would be also Ba'achila. Whether it's similar to Shara Niskal, or whether there's a Chiyav to drag it to, like we had before, you can't take something of Biyata Ramikir Bechel, you have to go and to take it to Beis Din. But in any event, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So Koshikin, if I find out from one aid, or the Hadas HaBa'ali, certainly that should pass with me Akrava. So that proves that a Rovei v'Nirva would be also the Mizbeach. Since I now know it without a Pasuk, therefore comes along the third of Tommy Pasuk. Talmud Lomar, Mina Be'ema, Lotzi Rovei v'Nirva. What? He said he did. Didn't Rav Shimon Bar Yochai just say that I can bring it mitzvah esvara? Now you're telling me, and therefore I need a pasuk. Why do I need a pasuk? That's, you know, we always do that shit. That's because we know that something is wrong with the limud. Amr Rav Hashem, Mishum Deikil Ameimar Mikar, the Din of Pirkei. The whole Kal Vachomer is a backwards Kal Vachomer in the first place. What is bringing a riot from a Baal Mum? I mean, a Baal Mum, the reason that it's possible is bad is because something is wrong with it visibly. So it's a Mum and Nikar. I don't understand. Over there, if Mum or Nikar, fine. So the Torah passes from his Mizbeach. But something that no one ever knows the difference. Rabbi Avinir, Vain Mum or Nikar. Hovein Mum or Nikar, Yekosh or Gabi Mizbeach. Who said the Torah is marked but on invisible things? The Gabi Mizbeach. Maybe it should be voted. Therefore, need a pasuk. Minabe Malo, it's Rabbi Avinir, and it's the Iker Limut from Baal Mum. To Rovei Avinirva is really missing the point. So I need now a posik to be Motzi Rovei Avinirva. Okay, so that I learned Min HaBeima. Then the Torah continues, Min HaBakar. Oh, Min HaBakar is Lotziat HaNe'evat. That's to tell me that if the animal was worshipped, even though it's Mutter LaHedya, because there's no Isser on a Baal Chai that is worshipped to Hedya, nonetheless it's Osir LaGavaya. Balotinu. Again, isn't that obvious? If esnan umechir, the dinner should sipuyan mutari. So it is an animal that was used to pay for a diner, or was used in exchange, to exchange for a dog. The Torah says you're not allowed to use that. Nonetheless, the tzipuy of such a thing is mutar, because we will not have a plus. Kam shnehen, and only him asurim, and sipuyan mutari. If there's something on it, a decoration of some kind, as a collar.
No collar. Rice of
no, the no, it's not the dog, it's also the exchange.
That's all.
Exchange for the dog, an animal with a collar. So the tzibui is mutter in that case.
Or the, if it uses yeah. The bias or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. There's no issue. You can do with what you want. Bring it to the Berak HaBayis.
I mean, the collar.
Yeah, for instance, a collar, a nice baguette, whatever, something that, or the same thing for the exchange for the Zayinah. So if you gave an animal, you had a nice baguette on the animal. Baguette can be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, over there, even though the tzipui is mutter, the Torah disallowed you, Hein asurin from using it directly, the animal itself, so ne'evad, where the din is the Torah asurs. The tzipui of a ne'evad, the tzipui of asur, ein odin shehu asur. I mean, what do I need a pasuk to tell me? Isn't it obvious that it itself should be asur to the Beis HaMikdash? I understand that the animal itself is not asur to a hedyot, because the halacha is that balei chayim are not ne'asurim. As ne'avadim for hedyot, but I mean certainly not going to be less than bechir kelev or eslan zayna. Also mutter for hedyot. Oh, asks the Gemara, as our dear president has suggested. Oh, chiluk, maybe we should just the opposite. Let's make a kal vachomer that the tzipui is mutter. If an eslan over here where they are also the tzipui is mutter, a ne'avad which is mutter. Since you never found a place where it says it's osur, so then let's say on the contrary, yetzipuyam muta. Nah, so you can't possibly say that. Mm-hmm. Then what are you going to do with the plasic? The plasic says the ferish, that is something that was ne'avad. You're not allowed to be chayme the kesev v'zahavalayim, it has to be destroyed. See, so it becomes osur. No, I need a kaimeno, excuse me. I can explain that. Lo tachmot kesev v'zahav, meaning an adover she'ein bo ruach chayim. So if somebody worships, let's say, a table, and on that table is a pretty tablecloth. Okay, so then it turns out since the table becomes osur, because a table can become osur as avedis kechav, therefore the tablecloth becomes osur. So you're making now a leap to say that even if he worshipped a Baal Chai, and we'll see later on from a pasuk, a Baal Chai does not become asur. But nonetheless, the tzipui of a Baal Chai would become asur. Maybe if the thing itself doesn't become asur, so koshik and the tzipui doesn't become asur. I mean, it seems to me you started off with a hanocha. Doesn't make any sense. he started off by saying that, well, definitely when it comes to the Nevar, that Tzipui is also maybe just the opposite. Let's learn out from Esther and Mechir that a Tzipui of an animal that is Nevar and therefore isn't Osir itself to a Hedyot should remain Mutter. Instead of doing it in the other direction and take for granted, no, it is Osir, and therefore definitely the animal should be Osir Gabi Mizbeach like Mechir and Esther. Why? So therefore, Dabashi Yeshbo Ruach Chaim, fine, Hoel. But if it's something that has Ruach Chaim, over who Mutar, so maybe the Tzipu should be Mutar. Maybe I should learn out from Esther or Mechir the opposite direction. That's why I need the Pase. Talmud Lomar Min HaVakar LaHotziyat HaNevad. So now I know that an animal that was Nevad, even though it's Mutar LaHedyot, is also the Gavua, just like a Esther or Mechir. And Mamelai now know that the Tzipui will be Osir, because you no longer learn out from the din that it's Mutter. It's not Mutter. Ask if Lord Chananya. What? You're telling me that the only way I know, ultimately, that the Tzipui of a Neva that's a Balchai is Osir, is because I was able to prove that the Balchai is Osir on his Bayah. But that otherwise I would have been stuck with our president's question. Oh, Chiluf. Time of the Miat HaKra. Although Miat HaKra would have said that Tzipui is Mutter. What about the pasuk that says, V'baratamet Shemam, Kol Asui L'Shemam, anything which is made, L'Shem HaVedis Kechavim, forget about the din of the Nevat per se. Was this made L'Shemam? Yes. If it was made L'Shemam, it should be also Yechayah to be destroying it. So how could I think that such a thing would be mutter? No, like by the time it shmam means literally shmam. Shmam means the name. The name is the pshat. How do you destroy the name? By making fun of it. When you take a name and you make fun of it, you destroy the name. Same thing when you're mechan Hashem l'chaveira. So ahu l'chanot l'hem shemu das. It's coming to tell me to turn the Avodah Zorah into Litzonis. Let's say it's called Beit Galia. The open house. So you call it the open outhouse. Beit Karya. Right? It's the same idea, basically. Or Pnei HaMolech. You call that Pnei HaKelev. Or the Ein Kol. You call it the Ein Kotz, like a thorn in your eye. The all-seeing eye becomes a thorn in your eye. So it's like funny, you know. It's the way to get rid of a boga. Turn it into a job. An excellent question. Here's Kasha.
Yes,
we bought them at Shmam, the Gemara Darshan's Lotas and Kena Hashem Elokecha. Which tells me that I'm not allowed to be Mechek Hashem, I'm not allowed to be Ma'abed, something that Shanikra, where the Rambam brings the Yisra, Shalola Abed Dava Shanikra Shmo Alav even. So you have an Evan from the Mizbeach. You can't be Mashkas. If it only means L'chanois L'hem Shem, so what's the Mokka then of L'Sasu and Kem Hashem L'Kecha? Very good question. Says the Gemara, the Maisa you've ended up telling me, and it seems to be completely arbitrary, that you said Mina Beima, you said was Lahotzi es Harebeya, and Mina Bakar was Lahotzi es the Nevad. Maybe it should be just the opposite. I mean, why is Beima relates Lahotzi as a Rebeya Benir? Let's say Mina Beima is Lahotzi es a Nevad. Mina Bakar Zotzi Roveya Venirva. Ah, says the Gemara. Now I got you. Because Zotzi Minyana Dekrav, Alcha Minyana Dekrav. If you take a look at the way the Isurim are brought in the Torah, they bedavka relate to the word Behema and Bakar. Why? Because in the Isur of Roveya Venirva, it says, Ish ki yiten shechavto ba Behema mot yumat. Therefore, Behema is coming to say, not the Behema, where someone was over on Ish Asher Yitein Shechavto, by Behema. Ma'ishen Kein by Bakar. We know that Avodah Zorah relates to Bakar, not to Behema. How do we know? From the Ma'isa Egel. Vayamir et kvodam betavnit shor. Ochel esav. Shor is bakar. So memela, we say, mina bakar is lotis and heaven. And minat son, what is minat son coming? Minat son comes to tell me that a mukta is awesome. Minatzon is coming to be motzi, even a nogeach, again, where it wasn't chayav nisa. I mean, once it's chayav nisa, then we know already from the fact that balashon noki tzasubano. But over here, in the case which mutter lehedyot, we don't have to aid him, still has him in his bayah. On Rabbi Shimon, I mean, the truth is there any real difference between a roveah and a nogeach? Im ne'emar roveah, lama ne'emar nogeach? Basically, it's the same halacha. An animal which would have been in a situation of a chayav nisa, if there were two eidim, and it turns out you only have a das habali, or one eid, in such a case, it's osir for the mizbeach, even though it's mutar lahed. It's an afkamina whether the chayav nisa would have come through negicha, or the chayav nisa would have come because it's a reveya. Oh, the answer is, the din over here of a shor that is rovea, it wouldn't matter whether you're talking about it was raped or it was done on its own. Mashein ben nogeach, if you have a stadium, you have a shore, it's stadion, is the Lashon of the Gemara. The shore in the stadium, and the Romans keep poking the shore until they finally madden it to the point where it kills the gladiator. Or the bullfighter. Over there, the shore is putter, because it's considered to be an onyx, basically. So, therefore, I would say, okay, in a case where the Torah is Machayev, even an onyx, Misa, so over there it's also for the Mizbeach, even though I don't have my Shmei. But in a case where the Torah would have pattered, such as by the Negeach, maybe there it wouldn't ask. So therefore I need another Pasuk to tell me Negeach. On the other hand, if it would have said the Negeach, I would have said that Yesh B'Negeach, a Negeach Mishalem Sakefer, Mashein Kim B'Roveach. The Negeach where the Torah now is Machayev Tashlum Kefer, and that's regardless of the skill. Even where the shor is niska, it's still a chiyuv of tashlum and kefer. So that means that the Torah is being very marked on this halacha. Maybe it answers it for the mizbeach. Mashein kvin b'roveya. Therefore, tzach lama roveya, tzach lama negeya. So we now basically have darshaned the opening psukim in Vayikra. We have min habeima, min habakar, min hatzon, and umin hatzon. Now what's interesting is that we have a completely different mocker for this whole thing, which is the Tana Devei Rav Yishmael. And High Tana Maisa Limiach, these limudim are learned out from somewhere else entirely, from another Tana, the Tana. Haroveya v'anirva heim kikodashim shekadam mum over le'egdesham, v'tzuchim mum kavu alivdot alayhem, shenemar ki mashchatam behem mumba. Since the Torah compares hashchata to mum, it's telling me that a roveya v'nirva have a din of a mum over, and they still need a mum kavua. What? Get out of here. My Talmud, how does that prove anything? What are you talking about? No, it's missing a little piece. Very important little piece. Kisurim et kasvachitat. We just left out the part that says, binai in shem asuri. How do you know that a roveya v'nirva is also? Now, we just learned how Ruvea Nirva is also from the Min. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah tells us in the parsha of Mumim, ki marshchatam behem mumbam, the Tana Devei Rav Yishmael, famous limud of Rav Yishmael, we've discussed so many times before, that kol makom shenemar hashchata, that's this week's parsha in Rash, kol makom shenemar hashchata, ki shchis kol basar darko al haaretz, Eno elo dvar erva ve'avadat kochavim. Dvar erva, if ki shchit kol basar es darko. The derech of basar has to do with erva. Avadat kochavim, if ki pen tashchitun v'asitem lakem pesel t'munat kol samel. So I mean, the Torah essentially is including in the parsha of Mumim Hashchasa, which includes Dvar Erva and Averis Kofavim. So this teaches us Kol Sha'am Mum Posel Dvar Erva Vadar Kofavim Posel. So if this is a Behemah that's included in the parsha of Mumim, then that means that by definition, our original, we were trying to learn out of the Svara that it's similar to Mum. The Tanna Rebbe Bishmol is pointing out that the Torah compares it to a Baal Mum. So since this is a Hashchasa, that it's a Roiveya Vanirva, or it's a Hashchasa, that it was a Muksa, that it was a Neva, somebody's Kukovin, it's possible. Wow. So that leaves open all of the drushes for the Tanna Rebbe Bishmol. Means he doesn't need Mina Behema, he doesn't need Mina Bakar, he doesn't need Minatso, he doesn't need Uminatso. He's got himself extra limudim over here. What is the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel going to do with all of the limudim, the psukim that we use for our Tanna? So if I ask to the Gemara, Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Mina Behema, Mina Bakar, Uminatson, my Darish, what does he use that for? Ah. That he uses to tell me, Prat l'chole, Prat l'zakein, more in Zvach, it's a zakein, is an animal that trembles, can't stand on its own without trembling. But Prat l'mizuham, an animal that smells very bad, sweats a lot, smells. So now if that's the case of the Tanna Kamma, how does the Tanna Kamma know it? Because the Tanna Kamma needed those three psukim to tell me the ikertin of Roveya, Venirva, and so on. So how does he know that Kinalahanikra Noveya Vanirva? How does he know the Khaila Zakina Mazua Minole? And that he learns from Minatson Min Hakvasimu Minaizim. He says that's included from Minakvasim, Minaizim, Uminaizim. And the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, so now he's got these extra limudim. Once the Torah already introduces, like the whole thing to say in mina beima is absurd. You're talking about behemoths. I mean, obviously, if you're telling me mina kvasim, I mean, I know that's a behemoth. Thank you very much. But just say in mina kvasim. But once you say mina beima, to say mina kvasim, that's normal. That's the derech of the Torah to speak like that. I can't use that for a drush. So Mamela, it turns out that the extra psukim that are left open, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, from the Hekesh of Moshe Chasom Behem Mumbam, are indeed necessary to tell me the Zakin Chayel Mizorim, because he doesn't have the Minak Vasim and Minayisim. Ezeu Mukze, what do we mean by Mukze, says the Mishnah? Mukze Mavadat Kochabim, something that was set aside for Avodah Zarah. Again, Machlok is Rishayim. Avodah Zarah meaning Lachrim Avodah Zarah, Mukze to be an Avodah Zarah, as the Ravid learns. Omer Shlakish. Shlakish is a tremendous chiddush. Ein asur ela mukze l'shev Hashem. The only time that mukze is asur is where it's been set aside for 7 years, because that's the derech. But stam, in the same way, you can't worship avodah zarah by making up a new avodah. It has to be that it's something that's makubal. This is the derech. The derech of mukze was to set it aside for 7 years, as we'll see in a moment. That's one lashon. Rashi has another approach in which he suggests that maybe the pshat is maximum of aktsah shevashanim. You haven't used the animal in shevashanim, it means that this gala, that it wasn't really going to be used for avodas bichor. Both of them can relate to this sugya. What happens? Vayi balaylahu. So after the whole introduction of Gidon, he's told he's going to be Mashiach Yisrael. So that night, he has an avias. Vayom Elo Hashem, kach es parashor la'avich. Now here, the story, of course, is that his family was the family that had the asherah to the Baal. And he had to go in the middle of the night. He was afraid to do it in the day. In the middle of the night, he went, he cut down the asherah of the Baal. He used the wood of the asherah and the stones from the Mizbeach of the Baal to be marked with the par that had been set aside for the Baal. He was marked with it for Hashem, and they woke up in the morning and they found out that he did it and so on, and that was all. They turned an empty Yerul Baal, the Baal should go fight him and so on, whatever. But meanwhile, we see a very interesting thing. That he actually used. It says in the pasuk when Hashem told him go to do this, it says parashini sheva shanim. The take the other part that had been set aside for 7 years. You see that that's there, set aside for 7 years. Or, yeah, according to the other pshat, you see it must be because 7 years have already passed, and therefore it's mutter. What do you mean? I mean, over there wasn't only muksa, but there was never. They were even all of these things. Omer Abacha bar Yaakov, you know, it was muksa to be even, but they never were even. Rava Amar, Rava says, look, the whole thing, Liyolam Abdu, they were evident. You can't learn a thing out of that pasuk. Because the whole pasuk is a chiddush. Ki Rebaba Bar Kahana, the Yom Rebaba Bar Kahana, Shmona Dvarim Itiru Boto Laila. That Nevias that was told to Gidon what he should do at that night was Matir 8 Vorim Chamurim that were Aser, and was all special Erasha to start up now with all, to destroy the people's belief in the Baal, and to go and to begin to fight Midian. And what was the story? You have, first of all, he was told to bring the carbon b'chutz, it's an iser shchut echutz, and it was supposed to be done b'layla, an accurate carbon b'layla, going to be carbon in a day, and there was no kohanim, it was zarutz, and they didn't have clay shoretz. And not only that, they actually used the kalim of the Asherah to be makriv. So it was called Asherah. And they were told to cut down the tree and to use it for the burning. So it was Atzei Asherah. And the one that they were going to be using, the animal, was a mukta. And not only that, we said it was a nevat. And all of this was going to be done. So Mamela, you can't bring a raya and you can't ask from that story. Omrib Yoshi, I mean, I am a muksa min atayrah. I have another marker from muksa, at least that's what we think. Shenemar tishmeru lakriv li b'moado. So at this point, we thought that it means, how do you know you're b'chuyev to make a carbon muksa? In other words, how do we know that you have to first set aside your carbon, and after you set it aside, it's miyuchet, keep it for a few days, then you can bring it. Because it says, Tishmuru, Lakrivli B'moado. You have to watch it, you have to watch it. I mean, it would set aside Melechat Tfilah for that purpose. Kosh Osim Moshimu. Something that you've set aside and you're watching over. Maskiflah, Baya, whoever heard of such a thing? Never heard of it. Elamiyah, you're telling me, I teach Imu the Tzumna B'lovi B'Shimu Achnam B'loch Ozalak Lava. You're trying to tell me a guy didn't have a carbon, needs a carbon, finds this wandering animal that is starving, basically, and nobody's been taking care of it. It's sitting there and it's hungry. I can't bring it as a carbon. There's such a halacha. I'm going to completely misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm darshaning where there's an Easter mukta. Not telling you have to make something mukta l'Hashem. I'm saying, Anna, it says, Tishmeru l'akriv liba mayadai. What's the pshat? If there's going to be muksa, it has to be muksa li, v'lola don acher, and not to any other master. And who's another master? So therefore, essentially what the Pasuk is telling you is, if you have something that was set aside l'Hashem, you can use it. If something that was set aside that wasn't li, and it was set aside for akrava, meaning it was going to be korav l'avedis kekhovi, then you can't use it for bayadah. So there you have a riot that moops is us. A whole new approach. Without coming on to the drushes we have before. Tell me that isn't exciting. You ever notice that Gidon was over on 8 separate Israelites? Nova Gidon. Nova Gidon is us.